these chimneys puffing smoke, steam engines, and serious scientific people over there. So I learned that modernity was also a state of mind. It was about hierarchies, rules, regulations, and categorization. A bit like collecting all the butterflies and giving them names in Latin. So this was the modernity. And it was most of all being rational and putting things in order. To me, when communication seemed categorical, rational, and serious. It was like a one huge vintage chart. So encounter with this kind of word was intriguing to me because you see, my word actually looked more like this. So yes, this is the postmodern. So postmodern was David Bowie gender blending. It was Sex Pistols spitting on their warriors or whatever that monster is doing with its tentacles over there. Postmodern was nothing short of a revolution that happened in art, architecture, and pop culture alike. It was like a huge explosion that set repressed energy free. And this was basically the world I was born into already in the 70s. So this change for postmodern, it happened for various reasons, but essential is that people lost their faith in the rationality of men. I mean, two world wars demonstrated that being able to create rational order didn't actually make us smart enough to stop us killing from each other. So we need a postmodern to bring some irrational sense to our chaotic mind and to reflect our need to destroy the big modern stories about blood being a place that actually makes a lot of sense. So I asked myself, this happened already in the 70s and 80s. How is it possible that this huge game changer in the culture had barely touched the wine culture? I mean, it's quite telling that this arbitrary number is still relevant in today's world of wine. To put it into perspective, can you imagine a fashion critic actually talking about the fashion of the fall of 1855? And yet in wine, the prices of the current vintage of Bordeaux are still dependent on the division invented in that year. So, I mean, I think it's fair to say that the gap between the two worlds was rather obvious. I mean, the general culture was going this way, like all this postmodern thing that, you know, the truth itself is only a story. You know, but wine culture at the same time was actually going more towards this way. I know, there's a provocation coming. Woo! So, we don't have to go too deep into this topic here, though. It is